Marion Golf Course, as you can see in your report, what's being requested here is an expression of interest for the management of the golf club, and being a two-stage approach in terms of that EOI, the first being a proposal and the second being a full business case from preferred providers. And of course we're also noting the federal funds that are being contributed to this item. Do I have a mover? Councillor Gard, do you wish to speak? No, you don't have to. Okay.
Very briefly, I should say, on record. This is one of the forgotten corners of our council. In fact, it's even a bit of a forgotten corner of Merino's, so I can't speak highly enough of the idea.
No corner of Merino's forgotten.
That's a very good outgoing statement, Deputy Mayor. Thank you. The fact is that this is thinking outside the square. It's very relevant to our future. It marries in beautifully, if we get some great outcomes, with the secret park development, but also with bringing together the population on the eastern side of the Ocean Boulevard. I can't stress strongly enough how much that road divides our city, probably more so than any other road in the council. South Road, of course, is the boundary to another council, but that very busy road is very difficult to cross, and connectivity is needed, but not just physical connectivity, but the reason for people to cross needs to be greater. So that's all I'm going to say, otherwise it'll be not such a short.
Thank you, Councillor Gard. A second in, Councillor Crossland. Sorry, you don't wish to speak, Councillor Crossland? Oh, okay, no problems. Councillor Hull, were you questioning or speaking against?
Yeah, a few questions.
Sure.
Water. Water is the big issue with this project. And months ago we dealt with this, and it was confidential, I understand. I'm not sure how much I can talk about it now because of that, I guess. But will water be the responsibility of the people putting in the expressions of interest, the payment of water?
Good question, and I'll have to handle that one.
So we're not going to give any guidance about that. In other words, that, you know, water will be your responsibility. So basically, we'll leave that open-ended. Mr. Deputy Mayor, I'll have to speak against it on that basis, that because this is the big recurring costs for this site. And oddly enough, one of the players, the Belair Country Golf Club or whatever they're called, vacated the Belair Country Golf Club because it was unviable. The site is now for sale. And what I'm getting at is golf courses seem to have a problem in metropolitan Adelaide. And obviously it's making things stack up, the bottom line. And water is a critical one, because golf courses, if they're going to be used in metropolitan Adelaide, have got to be green. They're not like the golf course at Wilcannia when I was there, when there was no grass at all and it had raked greens. And we know, without going into detail, that water is an enormous challenge to this site. If we could get the water from the Oakens wetland up there, I'd feel a lot more comfortable about it. But that is a challenge, because it's some distance away and uphill.
Up a hell of a big hill too.
Sorry?
A very big hill too, and the head difference between, you know, down on the flat and up
exactly.
There is significant.
So what worries me is that why start a process without giving appropriate guidance to the people that might want to put an expression of interest in? What is going to be a fair responsibility for them, and something that council will not entertain? Here we are scrimping and scathing on what reserves we're going to water around the city, be it from Glandore to Hallett Cove Headland, and yet this we're going to have a vast area that we just, without any consideration, seem to want to throw a lot of water at. Particularly when we know that golf courses are not being well patronised around the place. It did disturb me that we had this report that we're working on, and one of our members went out and solicited money from the federal government in advance of this, so it's a preemptive measure by that councillor, and because it's a means to an end. And here it is in the report now tonight that the Nicole Flint money as some sort of incentive. So we overlook everything else. We get bedazzled by $200,000, but the inherent recurrent costs are enormous with water.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Someone, Councillor Crossland, I know you seconded question.
Would it be possible to probably put Councillor Hull's fears, could we ask staff how much it currently costs in water charges to water the Marion Golf Course?
We can put that on the question on notice register as well if you wish.
I just think it might help.
Yeah, I'm sure we don't have that right at hand right this second. Although I did see Mr. Ricketts in the back, didn't I? Mr. Ricketts, if you don't know off the top of your head, it's absolutely fine.
I think he'll know exactly.
I know he knows. Of course he knows. Yes, of course.
Lease required.
Is that borrow water there to therefore create a lens on top of the salty water?
Actual quarry itself.
Okay, thank you.
When are we going to get that report in regards to the water factor? It was all confidential that there was some report going to give guidance to council about the capex and recurrent costs with this operation.
I think that will come through as part of this process, will it not? And let's maintain the speaking order while we're at it as well, please.
Absolutely. Through the chair, as we bring the EOI submissions back through, we can bring that information in.
Thank you. Now, where were we up to? We're up to someone speaking in favour. Yes, thank you. Anyone speaking in favour? No, I'll therefore turn to the mover, Councillor Gard. Do you wish to close off the debate?
Yeah, just to address the water issue, and I certainly understand Councillor Hull's point. It's a difficult spot up there. I would hope that we will do something exciting enough on that hill one day, hopefully soon one day, to actually defray the costs of water in various ways. At the moment, it's just the poor old golf course. And by the way, I'm not sure, this is just a point of order perhaps, but I'm just not sure whether we should be referring to it as the Marion Golf Course or Marion Golf Park. We might need to check that.
So I don't really think we need a technical point of order on that one, though,
yes,
Councillor.
We might. But I have seen it put as golf park, so just for correctness sake. But I feel that to hold up an EOI or expression of interest on the basis of something as ubiquitous, let's say, as water is allowing very small things to get in the way of very big things. That area stands to be not just a fantastic golf course, but it stands to be an absolutely brilliant part of the city of Marion in a number of other ways. So I would really, I'm very, very excited. I think this is one of the best motions that's gone up for a very long time as far as my ward and Councillor Crossan's ward is concerned. So I strongly endorse it. Indeed.
No, there we go. Okay, we're back on. In that being the case, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare that motion carried by majority. Thank you, members. Moving along, we have the Travers Street Reserve revocation of community land. There's a very, very good summary of the sequence of events here on page 60. This one being in relation to the disposal of a portion of Travers Reserve. As members would be aware, we have reconfigured part of the reserve in the past with the neighbouring Housing Trust land, and this is the final piece of the puzzle, I think. I remember Councillor Hutchinson chewing my ear off on this one about 5 years ago in the car park. So
longer
was it? Okay, it feels like a long time ago. Do I have a mover for that one, Councillor Telfer?
I so move. We've been through a convoluted process, as you alluded to, since at least 2014. We've hopefully got things lined up now. The important thing is that there's only a bit of Travers Street Reserve that is being sold off. The rest of the reserve will be there, but to do that, we have to a revocation of the whole area and reinstate immediately the bit we want, which is the larger portion. So it's our move.
Thank you, Councillor Telfer. Councillor Hutchinson?
Oh, just to add that it's been going on since 2010 when I first arrived, so we'll keep moving.
So 9 years, not 5 years. Okay. Do I have anyone speaking against? Councillor Hull?
Question. Is this the portion of land that had the significant tree on it?
Ooh.
For the messenger press cupboard?
Yes, I believe so.
Right. Well, I will speak against it, as I did before, for the same reason that nothing's changed. Here we are as a council that often prescribes to developers what they can and can't do with significant trees. And we say, oh, no, 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 you can't develop on that land because there's a significant tree there. But when it's one of our trees, and one of our pieces of land that we want to flog off, mind you, you know, the irony is just across in the premium
point of order, Your Worship, this is misleading the chamber.
A point of order has been raised by Councillor Hutchinson. How is it misleading, Councillor Hutchinson?
The previous proposal was dividing allotment into two allotments where to build a property on the site you would have had to remove the tree. This is now a larger allotment from what was previously proposed. It's double the size. The tree does not need to be removed.
Thank you for clarification on that, Councillor Hutchinson. I sustain the point of order. Councillor Hull, please continue.
Right, so the tree will actually remain there. Can I get some assurance from council, from the administration, that in selling this land, that tree will not be removed by the potential owner and developer on that land?
Look,
Because otherwise there is relevance to what I've
said. I'll seek some advice from the administration on that. Hit pause. Thank you.
Through the Chair, I'm not sure that we can give that guarantee once the land is sold. They would have to go through the process of having that tree and their development assessed.
Which is effectively the same with any significant tree situation, is it not? Yeah. So, I mean, the advice that's been given is that, I mean, you really, anyone can go through the process to seek permission to remove a significant tree. Whilst personally it doesn't sit well with me, that's my own personal thoughts, which are irrelevant in this. However, anyone can go through that process, but there is still the normal process to go through if anyone did wish to do that.
Right, so basically what we've cleverly devised is, instead of selling that portion of land which would have definitely meant the tree would have gone, we sell a bit more land, so it actually deflates that argument, but the tree could still go. So the irony is that in the ward alongside, here we are in the business, there's a formal motion of council trying to actually buy land to value add to make reserves bigger, and in this one we're just chipping away at it. And in fact, what we've done, in order to flog off the land, we've made it a bit bigger so we can actually somehow get around the tree. So, you know, this is almost like a developer behind this, Mr. Deputy Mayor. And for that, all the reasons I've just described, I won't be supporting this like I've had before. This is a worse situation, and really, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens in community consultation when it does go out there.
Thank you, Councillor. I will come back to the point. I will stress that, I mean, any tree, any significant tree, can go through that process with an owner to actually remove it. There is a process, it is a legislative process to go through, which would be the same in this situation. Councillor Velasco, I saw your hand go up a second ago. Are you speaking in favour?
Yeah, I am speaking in favour. I guess what we're doing is we're allowing this property to be sold without the tree needing to be removed for any development to happen on there. So that's what council is doing. And it's not as if council's sort of, you know, any implication that council's doing this for some sort of greed or anything like that, comparing us to developers, I think is not appropriate, and doesn't fit in the context of our working together ethos. So I really think we need to look at the issue and not the rhetoric on this matter.
Thank you, Councillor Velasco. Was there anyone else speaking against? No, that being the case, Councillor Telf, would you like to close?
This hasn't been just sitting around for the last active 4 years. It's been monthly on the ward briefing. And in the end, the DAP had looked at this and they had denied removal in the future and they had set a tree protection zone. Yep. If you look on page 62, the reason why we're doing this is because the Reserve 503 creates a safe structure, but because of the transactions that have happened with Housing SA, the Reserve 502 that we're trying to sell, a large unusual block. Now, virtually, it's two large blocks actually, 680 square metres, and that is so that the tree can remain, and there may be a particular owner that wants to put a large house, have the tree, have some grass, green garden, create something that's totally attractive. So we have been at pains monthly on this. This is the advice for us moving forward at this point.
Thank you, Councillor Telfer. I therefore put it to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? And I could declare it carried by majority. Thank you, members. Moving on, hopefully this might be a relatively quick one. Marion Sports and Community Club landlord consent. Marion Sports, over the road from us, has sought permission from us as the landlord to undertake some minor paving work. Councillor Schilling, wish to move?
Yep, wish to move as written.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Duncan, yep. Do you wish to speak? Nope. Do I have anyone speaking against? Nope. You beauty. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. I carry that one unanimously. Just a question to staff before we move on. We had, it was only last fortnight that we had a separate landlord consent from these guys. Are we able to try and start bundling some of these together so we're not having to deal with them meeting after meeting? Thank you. Not that I'll have to be dealing with them meeting after meeting, but you will. Members, moving along, our next item was in regard to the establishment of a World War II honour board, non-traditional and creative manners included. This, of course, is options to consider, and there are a number of options to consider within the draft motion as a result of some staff research. I know, Councillor Telfer, you had a little bit to say in regard to this via email the other day. Did you wish to move something?
Just wondering whether we can suspend standing orders to have a discussion, because of the wide-ranging aspects of this, it's very difficult to suddenly take a motion, as I see.
Sure, thank you, Councillor Telfer. Look, I will take that as you're moving to suspend standing orders. The one thing I'll say as well is that I know that there are a lot of questions in this. Don't forget that, of course, if there are too many questions for your liking, you can, of course, defer it as well. It does look like there's a lot of loose ends, but I'll leave that to the will of the Chamber as to whether that occurs or not. Is there a seconder to suspend standing orders? Councillor Crosland, thank you. All those in favour? Yep, I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you. Now, does someone want to kick off? Councillor Hull.
In terms of using electronic IT ways of doing this, I did suggest it a number of times, but it doesn't seem to have gained any traction. We already subscribed to the virtual war memorial, and I've got to tell you, I'm connected with that on Facebook.
Councillor, what's your question?
I'm just pointing out that it is now a very effective way of honouring our returned service people electronically. I look at it just about every day on Facebook, the virtual war memorial postings they put up, and sometimes it's themed for particular days. Today, I think it's it honours the 10th Battalion in Singapore. I'm just wondering whether, because it's so accessible, everybody with a laptop or electronic device, kids in particular, got access to it. I'm just wondering whether we could actually look at that closely, because so much detail can be put on there, photos, a description of those individuals' achievements, but even stuff about where they went to school and what they did for a living. They're ordinary people, workers, and I love that stuff. It gives me a lot of insight into the individual, and rather than gold leaf on a board that, you know, even I've achieved outside, I think we can do it a lot better.
Sorry, didn't turn that on. We do contribute to the virtual war memorial, and there is quite a lot of Marion information already there.
Well, can we actually have a Marion component of that, so it's like an annex part that we could even make better for Marion? That's the point.
I guess so. We can do that.
Thank you. Councillor Crosland. Can you just hit your mic there, Councillor Crosland? Sorry, can you just hit the mic there? Thank you.
Yeah, we could do something similar to Councillor Hall says, where you have some form of a structure, but you can still electronically download all the information and the names so that people can have that. So that to me is the first question. Are we actually looking for something that's got absolutely everyone's name on it, or are we looking at something which recognises everyone from the Second World War and all the subsequent wars? That, I think, is the discussion we need to have first.
Thank you, Councillor Crosland. Councillor Duncan?
When I raised this issue, it was raised by a 99-year-old gentleman who doesn't have access to Facebook or the computer, and he just wanted to be recognised for all his commitment and his service in World War II. And he noted that nobody, he couldn't find anyone for World War II recognition in the city of Marin, and that's what he was requesting. And it's up to us to decide how we do that, and so that everybody can have access to it rather than just a select few. You know, there's an older generation that don't have Facebook or computer access. So we've got to consider everybody, not just some.
Absolutely, absolutely. Councillor Gard.
I think the whole exercise is very valiant indeed and very relevant to our community. My own father was a returned serviceman from the Second World War, and we had losses as a family in the First World War, so it's a very reverent subject, and I think it is in one way, shape or form to most families. The one thing that always worries me, and this we've discussed in relation to ordinary memoria, if there is such a word as ordinary for memoria, around the council, such as seats, etc., that we have to be very careful about protocols as to who we commemorate and who we don't, and how we commemorate those that we do commemorate. It's a very reverent subject, as I just said. To start to individually name return service people, such as my own father, who dwelt in the city of Marion in most of the post-war years of his life, which would enumerate close to 70 years, I think my dad would back me up and say, look, I'm not like the guys that didn't come back. And they're the guys that we, and when I say guys, I mean women as well, they're the people that did, that we do by tradition commemorate one for one on memorial boards. Having said that, I think there's a wonderful opportunity now with computers, and I do realise that that is exclusive in some way to some people, particularly the very old. But I do think that that is a worthy alternative, but we don't want to dilute the reverence of those that didn't come back with the naming of those that did, albeit the contribution that they make, both in terms of sometimes physical and almost all the time mental injury, is great. So we need to be mindful of that.
Thank you, Councillor Gard. Look, members, usually when we suspend standing orders, we try and use the time to actually sharpen up the thinking to get closer to actually moving a resolution. As it stands right now, I don't feel like we're moving closer to moving or seconding anything. If there is a motion to be moved, I encourage it, and I'm happy to resume standing orders in a moment. Unless there's another, I'll take. Are you asking a question, Councillor Valeski? Just yes or no. Are you asking a question? Just give me a moment, if you don't mind. Look, I'd like to see us get closer to a motion in the next couple of minutes, so that we can, you know, actually have something to debate. Because at the moment we don't actually have anything to debate. So if we're able to do that in the next few minutes, that'd be fantastic. Otherwise, I think, you know, we may need to take this back to a forum and defer it for a little while. Councillor Telfer, I saw your hand go up a moment ago.
I was just going to interrogate. In the report, it talks about, for the World War II, the subset of the 1,400 people that were either born in Marion, and it said, and enlisted. Can Ms. Burns confirm that it's either you were born in Marion and you went somewhere else and enlisted, or you were born somewhere else and you came and enlisted in the area of the city of Marion, and so those two added together make 1,400. Is that correct?
It's not working.
can probably, okay. Through the chair, the data was taken as a recommendation from the Department of Veteran, Department of Veterans, and they were the ones that recommended the parameters for the 1400. So the data was taken from the World War II nominal roll, and that nominal roll is the closest thing we have of a listing.
Apologies, we're having a few issues with batteries up here tonight.
That nominal roll, it will never be complete. It is unfinished. However, it is the best, just purely because documents can be lost or they're hidden under floorboards or whatever. So the 1,400 names have been taken. It's data by place. So it was born, that you were either born in Marion, the Marion district, or they were a resident in the Marion district at the time of enlistment. So that was the parameter that we used to get the 1,400 names.
Thank you, Ms. Boone. Councillor Voisku.
Just a couple of points. I was just wondering if we could also look at honouring what these people fought for and highlighting what they fought against. I think, especially, the rise of fascism in Europe, the concentration camps, people singled out because of their religion and basically exterminated. I think we need to recognise why the sacrifice was so important and how it shaped the world we live in. And I guess learn from that.
Thank you, Councillor Voisku. Look, is there anything else whilst standing orders are suspended? Look, I'm really keen to get to a motion if we can. Ultimately, we're looking for what we're doing and where we're doing it. And if we can't get there tonight, if we can't get something clear pretty soon, I will resume standing orders in a moment. If we can't get there pretty soon, I think I'll be looking for a motion to defer and take it to a forum. Councillor Gard.
Yes, Deputy Mayor, I'd like to move to defer this motion, not because it's too hard, but it's very worthy. I think it's a forum job. There are a lot of attributes to it, a lot of things that we still need to ask, unless it's time sensitive in any way.
I don't think it's time sensitive anyway, Councillor Gard. Thank you for that. Councillor Pride, were you willing to second that one?
Yes, I'm willing to second it. I just wouldn't mind knowing if we've actually looked at the combination of Councillor Hull and some of the more solid options in some sort of augmented reality. I don't know if we have anything in that.
I think we can take that to the briefing, Councillor.
That's definitely one for the briefing.
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, have we got a motion going up in front of us at the moment? I've been advised that forums are full until November. So is that... Sorry, a forum after November? Are you, it can go to the November one. Is that amenable to you, Councillor Gard, Councillor Pryor? Yes, okay. If that's the case, I won't go for and against that. All those in favour? All those against? I declare that carried by majority. Thank you, members. And thank you, Ms. Byrne. Moving on, members, and I'll be looking to the ward councillors on this. Hallett Cove Arter 12 School parking improvements. We are noting the state's contribution of $283,000 to improve parking at the site, endorsing in-kind support and authorising a funding agreement. Can I look to Councillor Croswin to move? Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Look, this has been an ongoing issue with child and traffic safety for some time. As people will know from the Wood End issue we had a couple of years back, I'm not in favour of council investing council money in property not owned by the City of Marion. However, we did come to an agreement on that occasion where it was completely appropriate for council to help project manage and make sure that the design of what's proposed is in keeping with our pedestrian footway, and will also help improve that particular road. So similar to that particular resolution, this is for in-kind support from the City of Marion, and all the funding will be coming from the Department of Education, or DIPT in this occasion.
Thank you, Councillor Crosland. Councillor Gard, did you want to second that one? Yes. Nothing to say. Councillor Gard, I'm disappointed. Oh, I feel let down. Anyone speaking against that one? No? Fantastic. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? All those against? I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Moving on to our corporate reports for information and noting. Now, we have quite a few here. I'm happy to take any or all of them on block if you wish, but we can go through them individually if you wish it as well. Community Event Fund Annual Report, Councillor Telfer?
I would suggest the reports on page 81, 87 and 204.
Can you just indicate which ones they are, sorry?
They are community events, youth, and the one after the cat's curfew.
Annual risk profile as well?
Yes.
Yep,
yes.
You're happy to move them on block. Do I have a seconder for that? Councillor Hutchinson, were there, firstly, before we actually go into twos and fros, were there any questions about any of those three reports, or are we all good to go? Nope, we're good to go. Okay, anyone speaking against those three moving on block? No, in that case, no need to close. I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? And that's carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Moving along. That was great. Thank you. I get excited when we do stuff like that. Members, question taken on notice register. I noticed that there's been quite a few in there asked and answered. We also have Work Health and Safety monthly report for July. Thankfully, no injuries. And Finance report July 2019. Were any or all of them happy to be moved on block as well? Councillor Hutchinson, move on block. Yes. Yes, thank you. Councillor Schilling, seconding. Anyone speaking against that or any questions in regard to those three reports? No, this is awesome. Okay, and if that's the case, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? And carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Wow, we're charging through now, aren't we? Workshop presentation items, there are nil. Motions on notice, there is one from yours truly. I'd prefer not to move it from the chair if I don't have to, but I will if I do. Councillor Valescu, you're happy to move that. That's a request for DIPT to provide a briefing on options for the north-south corridor. The intention of the person who put that up, being me, was that we just get a briefing from DIPT to understand what the various options are that they're looking at in regard to the north-south corridor at the moment. Councillor Valescu, did you wish to speak to it? No. Councillor Pryde, do you second? Do you want to speak? No. Councillor Hull, yes.
Just a question. Deputy Mayor, if this is a reason why you're leaving the City of Marion, could I suggest Glengowrie is a lovely suburb?
Councillor Hull, I'm not selling my house.
Oh.
Was there anyone speaking against that motion? Question, Councillor Gard?
I just wanted to understand what the option, the word option covers. Is this talking about the course of events that will take place on the boundary of the City of Marion, or is it general options or anything that we mightn't be aware of?
Yeah, Councillor, look, of course, I'm not the mover of the item, but of course I was the one who put it up to be moved. The intention is, look, there's been a lot of noise in the media for a good 6 to 12 months about, hey, are we doing tunnels? Hey, are we going up? Hey, are we staying at grade? How are their properties getting acquired? Are we doing a hybrid option between all of them? There's been so many questions and possibilities floated, even by the state government has even released possibilities in the media over the last 6 to 12 months. So the question is to sit down with someone from DIPT to understand conclusively what are the options that they're looking at. They don't have to commit to us to tell us, we're really putting our eggs in that particular basket or that basket. That's fine. They don't have to tell us that. It's just to understand what it is that they're looking at the moment, and for us to possibly form an opinion as a group as to what we think subsequent to that, what we think may be best or not best from our community perspective, because of course we are, of course, the form of government that is closest to the people. So that was, as the person who originally listed that one, that was my intention. I can't speak for the mover, though. Councillor Hull.
I welcome this motion, Mr Deputy Mayor, and I think we should be advocating for a tunnel. Given what we've witnessed with the remainder of the corridor, the disruption that it brings to our business community is significant. It would also mean that it would save the new Bunnings superstore. You wouldn't have to pull that down. Another utopia moment, Councillor Gutt. Have it heritage listed. I think that a tunnel would be good for our community. Tunnelling technology has come a long way.
Councillor, I'm giving you a little bit of free rein here because you're not exactly speaking against my motion, are you?
Oh, of course not.
No, I didn't think so.
I was just drilling down a bit with the tunnel.
If you could keep it moving pretty quickly, because of course this isn't.
Tunnelling technology has moved along a lot, and pardon the pun. And the other thing is that we are lucky in metropolitan Adelaide to have a very, very low bedrock, and tunnelling would be a whole lot easier than tunnelling in Sydney, I can tell you that.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll put that one to the vote. All those in favour, I declare that carried unanimously. Thank you, members. Councillor Crosland, Field River Valley Research. I believe this is in regard to the management of privately owned sections of the Field River.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. It is. I'll just move as printed. I think the comments speak for themselves.
Apologies, I was just taking some advice on another matter there, Councillor Crosland. Do I have a seconder for that one, Councillor Gard? Yes, do you wish to speak? Oh, Councillor Gard. It's my last meeting. I'm not going to get to listen to the dulcet tones of Tim Gard for much longer. Oh, okay. Thank you, Councillor. Anyone speaking against? No, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, members. I declare that carried unanimously. Members, questions with notice, there are none. Motions without notice, there aren't any, but I know, Councillor Crosland, you've requested a leave of absence. Okay, can we deal with your leave of absence first? Yes. Did you wish to move your leave of absence? I think that's from the 28th of the 8th to the 8th of the 10th. Is that correct? That's correct. Yes, not a problem. Do I have a seconder for that? No, for the love of God. Councillor Gard, you have a second that. Yeah, all those in favour, I declare that unanimous. Thank you, members. And Councillor Crosland, you had another motion without notice?
Yes.
Thank you, Councillor Crosland. I assume I'm allowed to stay in the chair for that particular one. Yeah, thank you. Councillor Crosland, Councillor Gard seconded. Councillor Telfer seconded.
In seconding, we're all proud of what you've done, and you can be proud of what you've achieved. You've been very steady through it all. You've seen both sides of many arguments. So we smile and wish you all the best, and yeah, we'd love to hug you, give you a big hug. All the best.
More than welcome to Councillor Telfer, and before I start tearing up, let's get to the show on the road show. Councillor Holt, you have to go. Okay.
What was that?
Yeah, speaking against.
Well, we haven't actually accepted the resignation, but...
No, the CEO does that, and he has done.
Oh, right. Tim, I've served on every term you've been on here, I think, and apart from what people see as those, bin night issues and, roads rates and rubbish, you have dared to delve into those other issues that some of us get pilloried for. With the Ghana issues, you've always been there and provided tolerance and an understanding to the issues at hand. And I do remember the phone call from you inquiring what I thought about the rainbow flag. And you went ahead and did that. And you should be commended for bringing about a fairer and more just place for our people to live in our city.
Thank you, Councillor. Let's smooth the show on the road, shall we? Oh, Councillor Masika, last one. Then that's it.
Yes, and Deputy Mayor. For me, I will speak on behalf of the residents, Woodland Ward residents. And also, I would like to say at a personal level, because I've been my mentor and I've been talking to you from time to time, I would like to congratulate you for securing this executive position. I know it's very vital for you, but it's a big loss for us, especially from Woodland Ward and also the city of Marion. I was very impressed with your impressive achievements to the council of Marion and also to the Woodland Ward. I know we'll miss you, and your contribution has been enormous, and you have left behind the big shoes to fill. What I'd like to say, look, Tim, we wish you all the best in your professional life and the good success. And we look forward that whenever you're in town, please come and let's catch up for a cold drink and also tap into your wise ideas. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Masika, and I know that I've got a fantastic successor in the Woodlands Ward and whoever else follows as well. I put that to the vote. All those in favour, thank you, members. Carry that unanimously. Come on, let's get moving. Thank you, members. Thank you. I deeply appreciate that. Thank you. Questions without notice, Councillor Hull.
Mr. Deputy Mayor, the question I notice I have is, where the hell is all of this, these stories coming from about Holdfast Bay wanting to cherry pick Glengarry and Marino, and then the counterclaim? It's like China and America at the moment. Like. It's a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so, all right. But there's, up until now, there's been no discussion by either council.
And discussion
on
order.
As you know,
I didn't think I'd have to call order at the end of my last meeting.
Cherry-picking that council either. But where are the comments coming out from the mayor about us wanting to amalgamate with Holdfast Bay? Now,
I'm not the mayor. I can't answer that.
Well, it's a very serious situation because it hasn't come from us. Correct me if I'm wrong. It hasn't come from us, either informally or formally, and yet we're reading about it in the paper. So can somebody please take it back to the mayor and give him a please explain as to how this is coming about, because it's not useful for... Mm. Our relationships to the people on the west.
I'm sure that question can be asked of the mayor. If you wish to ask it yourself, Councillor Hull, you can.
Well, if somebody the CEO could actually convey to the mayor that the council would,
I'm
would
sure
at least like to be briefed about where this is all.
I'm sure the council. I'm sure the CEO can bring that up with the mayor in his regular catch up. Councillor Valescu, you have a question without notice. I think as long as it's being made clear that it's something is not the position of the council, that it's the it's a personal position, it's fine, is my understanding. Any other questions without notice? No, that being the case. Other business, I believe Ms. McKenzie had something that she wanted to raise.
Through the chair, we just need to confirm numbers for next week's special meeting, as we've had a number of apologies and we need to make sure we have quorum.
If we could just do a quick straw poll around the chamber as to whether, sorry, Monday night, that's correct, 6:30 on Monday night. Quick round, this isn't a vote obviously, but just a, and I'll be late. Yep, thank you, so we've got, let's start again. All those, Councillor Vasicki, you're being tricky with me. Members, if you are intending on being present next Monday night, if you could please raise your hands and I'll be late. Yep, I think we do have quorum. Yep, okay, excellent. Look, I'll close the meeting in just a moment. The CEO has asked whether he can just briefly advise you of something or speak with you on something after the meeting is closed. So at that, I'll call it closed at 10 to 9. Thank you, members.